This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris Tuesday received the endorsements of the two top Democrats in Congress, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and House Minority Leader Representative Hakeem Jeffries. She'll campaign in the Midwestern city of Milwaukee, Wisconsin later Tuesday. Meanwhile, the Democratic Party is taking steps ahead of their convention next month to ensure their new presidential candidate is on the ballot in all 50 states. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Democrats are looking at holding a virtual roll call ahead of the August 19th convention in Chicago to ensure their favored presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, is on the ballot. New York delegate Diane Costello says concerns over the GOP are prompting the move.
They're going to fight having Vice President Harris put on the ballot for president in some states.
Connecticut delegate Kenneth McClary says with deadlines looming, it's the right move.
We have to make sure that Vice President Harris and whoever her running mate has access. So I feel wholeheartedly comfortable with the roll call vote.
I'm Julie Walker.
In an email to her staff Tuesday, U.S. Secret Service Director Kimberly Cheadle announced she is stepping down in the wake of the assassination attempt on former U.S. President Donald Trump. AP correspondent Hayo Pajani reports.
Cheadle, who had served as Secret Service Director since August 2022, had been facing growing calls to resign and several investigations into how the shooter was able to get so close to the Republican presidential nominee at an outdoor campaign rally in Pennsylvania. In her email, she also said she takes full responsibility for the security lapse. Cheadle's resignation comes a day after she appeared before a congressional committee and was berated for hours by both Democrats and Republicans for the security failures. She called the attempt on Trump's life the Secret Service's most significant operational failure in decades. Hayo Pajani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Security forces in Uganda Tuesday clamped down on protesters taking part in a banned rally demonstrating against alleged corruption and human rights abuses by the country's rulers. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
A Reuters witness saw the detentions being made. A video posted on social media by NTV Uganda also showed a small group of young people being intercepted and detained by police while they were marching. Authorities had banned the planned protests, citing intelligence they said showed criminal-minded youths might hijack it in order to loot and vandalize. Opposition leaders and rights activists say embezzlement and misuse of government funds are widespread in Uganda. They have long accused President Yoweri Museveni of failing to prosecute corrupt senior officials who are politically loyal or related to him. Museveni has repeatedly denied condoning corruption.
That's Reuters correspondent David Doyle reporting. Russia and China Tuesday pushed back against a U.S. warning over their increasing military and economic cooperation in the Arctic, where climate change is opening up greater competition. Russia has in recent years beefed up its military presence in the Arctic by reopening and modernizing several bases and airfields abandoned since the end of the Soviet era, while China has poured money into polar exploration and research. At a news conference Monday, U.S. Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks, citing a new Pentagon strategy, said the U.S. must invest more to upgrade its technology in the Arctic to keep pace with China and Russia.
Melting Arctic ice caps are opening new shipping lanes and attracting increased interest and activity from both the People's Republic of China and Russia. While not an Arctic state, the PRC seeks greater influence in the region, greater access to the region, and a greater say in its governance.
Both Russia and China defended their Arctic policies Tuesday, insisting their intentions in the region are peaceful. The latest data shows U.S. home sales fell in June to the slowest pace since December, amid rising mortgage rates and record-high home prices. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Last month, sales of previously occupied homes slowed to their pokiest pace since December. Sales fell 5.4% last month from May. The problems? High mortgage rates and record high prices. Home prices climbed compared with a year earlier for the 12th month in a row. The typical sales price is almost $427,000. That's an all-time high in records going back to 1999. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage has mostly hovered around 7% this year, more than double what it was just 3 years ago. I'm Rita Foley.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering today, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.